Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, happy Friday. Hope you're doing okay. And thank you for downloading today's podcast on January 23rd. Coming up today, we've got plenty of crime news for you, including a drug dealer who was arrested in his own garden shed. We'll hear from a Kent MP who's looking to bolster the wine industry, and we'll take a look at the Gillingham fixture for this weekend. But before we get into all of that, let's take a look at our top story for today. Residents who moved into a new estate in Staplehurst more than 5 years ago say they're still waiting for it to be finished. Mike Wakefield was one of the first on the Meadows development off Headcorn Road in 2020. He says they're still living with unfinished roads, crumbling pavements and streetlights that don't work.
Come this August, we will have lived on the Meadows in Staplehurst for 6 years. And over the last 3 years, we have been asking and pleading with Bovis to actually complete the infrastructure of the development. Currently, we have a children's play area that still, after 3 years, is still surrounded by Harris fencing. We've got couples that have moved on to development with children who have now outgrown that facility. The pavements around the development are shocking and dangerous. At the moment, we don't have the substantial lighting that is required, and therefore it means manoeuvring around the development of a night time is becoming very unsafe. So what we are finding as residents on the Meadows is that roads, pavements and the children's play area are just not fit for purpose. We're not asking for utopia. We are just asking for effectively what we were sold when we purchased the properties. We've reached out to Kent County Council, we've reached out to our local MP, Katie Lamb. These are all effectively our elected officials, and unfortunately to date we've had no support from anybody. All we're asking for from Bovis is just the communication. We just want some clarity. We want some commitment from them just to get the development completed.
The estate is run by Bovis Homes, now part of the Vistry Group. A spokesperson said some completion work is underway and a meeting will be held next week to discuss anything outstanding.
Kent Online News.
Other news today, there have been tributes to the former Miss Faversham after she died at the age of just 21. A statement from Faversham Carnival Club said Alicia Skinner had passed away on January 8th following a tragic accident. She won the crown in 2022. A fundraiser has now been set up in her name. A drink driver has been sentenced after crashing into a fence outside a pub in Hythe. Tamer McLean was arrested near the Fountain Inn last June, and less than 4 months later, he crashed the same vehicle into a bush in Folkestone while over the legal alcohol limit. He was on police bail at the time. The 31-year-old from St Margaret Street in Folkestone has been given a 26-month driving ban in order to do 150 hours of unpaid work. A Maidstone man's been sent to prison after police uncovered a large box of drugs in his shed. Officers were called to the property in Hubbard's Lane in Lewes last July following reports of a disturbance. Body-worn footage shows the moment police officers arrived at the shed and found a locked box.
There's no one else here. Nothing's happened today that you're aware of.
No.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
Any idea why someone might have called this in about you?
No idea.
Can I get in this?
Okay.
Mate, I'm going to have to check it. Someone's called it in, I'm going to have to check it.
Okay.
Who's got the key? Whose shed is it? That's lots of cash on the side. Take your hands out your pockets for me. Right, this time, out pockets, please.
No, I'm not. Sorry, but...
At this time, I'm arresting you for possession with intent to supply. You don't have to say anything. I'll find you back, please. If it may harm your fence, you do not mention any questions until you later rely on it court. And if you do so, maybe give me evidence.
Okay.
Cash, scales, lockbox.
Police ended up finding cocaine, cannabis and around £25,000 in cash. 34-year-old Luke Everts, who lives at the property, has been locked up for 3.5 years.
Kent Online News.
A man's been charged following reports of someone with a knife near Gillingham Railway Station. Police were called on Sunday afternoon and detained a 21-year-old in a nearby alleyway. A large knife and cannabis was seized. He's due in court in March. A dispersal order has been put in place for part of Chatham this weekend. Police will be actively patrolling the Dockside outlet following ongoing concerns around antisocial behaviour. The order gives officers powers to move on anyone causing a nuisance. It's in place from 6 this evening until 6 p.m. on Sunday. A drug dealer has been jailed after police found cocaine hidden behind the dashboard of his car in Ramsgate. Christian Salage had driven from his home in Yorkshire and was stopped by officers in Albion Place last November. This is the moment they arrested him and searched his vehicle.
So what's the purpose of your journey in Thanet today? Why are you in Thanet?
It's for there, for a pub.
For a pub?
No.
Come down from Colchester on a provisional licence.
Okay. Listen, you're going to be detained for search, all right, under Section 23 of the Misuse of Drugs Act.
Okay.
We've got reasonable grounds to suspect you may have controlled drugs in your on your person or in the car, all right?
Definitely done this angle here.
What, like, in this?
If you look at the radio and then the bottom left of the
nothing, it should be this loose, should it?
No. There you go.
Bags in
there.
Some stuff.
There we go.
Yeah.
The 29-year-old from Costa Street in Middlesbrough has been locked up for 2 years and 3 months.
Kent Online News.
Campaigners fighting plans for a new fast food restaurant in Dover say they need more housing, not a McDonald's. Permission's already been given to build a drive-through on the former leisure centre site at the corner of Walcomber Street and Townwall Street. Conservationists and architects have now put forward alternative proposals for a 3-storey apartment block of social housing. The owner of a hair salon in Staplehurst has slammed Southeast Water over a leak that's been running outside her business for months. Linda Tucker says it first appeared on the high street last August and once froze over, causing one of her clients to slip. She's been promised numerous times it'll be fixed. A spokesperson for the company say it's currently being dealt with. Elsewhere, villagers have vented their frustration over a road in Sissinghurst, which has been closed for repairs 22 times in the last 2 years. 20 of the closures of Chapel Lane have been emergency, 12 of which were related to Southeast Water. It's currently shut again, so the water company can replace pipeline within the road and won't reopen again until the end of March. Our local Democracy reporter, Ollie Leader, has been chatting to local residents.
It's probably going to take you a good 15 minutes out of your way, I'd say, which for your daily commute is going to be quite annoying because the roadwork's going to be here for a while. But ultimately, if it's all fixed, well and good, but if it pops up somewhere else and breaks somewhere else, that's the real worry, because that's when you get more roadworks.
Well, it's something, as I say, that has to be done, but for it to be closed for 1, 2, 3, 5 months seems to be a long time, really, and it's very annoying.
But it's been shut many times over the year, sometimes just for a day, sometimes for 3 or 4 days. Sometimes it's shut when there's no notice that it's going to be shut. You come along and it just happens to be closed.
Southeast Water say they are spending £850,000 on the current project, which they hope will prevent future leaks and burst pipes.
Kent Online News.
A pub in Rochester is going to be allowed to stay open for longer to stop people congregating outside and causing disorder. The King's Head Bar and Hotel on the High Street can extend its opening hours until 2 a.m. on Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays. Bosses successfully argued it would stagger the number of people on the street at closing time and help reduce antisocial behaviour. Residents fear an abandoned cinema in Deal could be left to rot after controversial plans to revamp the site were thrown out. The Regent on Beach Street was due to be demolished and replaced with a new 2-screen cinema along with 9 townhouses. Council bosses have now disposed of the application, saying more information is needed from the developers. The government's being urged by a Kent MP to bring in more policies to support our growing wine industry. Chatham and Aylesford's Tris Osborne is calling for tax relief on sales at vineyards and more grants for training opportunities and apprenticeships. He's been leading a debate at Westminster Hall.
Land use planning as well must recognise the unique nature of vineyards. They are not simply farms, as has been mentioned, but they are rural assets. They are agricultural enterprises producing high-value crops but also tourist destinations attracting visitors in local economies. And I can say that as Balfour, which is a Kent-based vinery that I've had the pleasure of visiting, now offers a bespoke restaurant and a hotel. And that is standard with many many vineries now. And some are aligned to pubs and other hospitality venues. Tasting rooms, restaurants and event venues also are linked to many of these producers as well as they diversify their businesses. So these are not just environmental stewards maintaining landscapes and biodiversity, but they are indigenous parts of our community. And as we've seen in other European nations, we should be celebrating that and talking about that. As we look ahead, the UK wine industry is a vibrant part of our national story and one that we can absolutely sell to the world. And I believe that the vision is aligned to our government's vision in our strategy of creating a more dynamic rural economy and supporting the economies of the future. Because as our climate changes, this is a space which is only going to grow. And I believe that we could build those jobs and pride and deliver on world-class British produce in our communities. And just lastly, I do think outside of government, there is a part to play in regards to supermarkets and distributors. If you visit France and go down the wine aisle there, you will see that they actively celebrate their product and market it with a logo, and they encourage their people to purchase that. And I believe that our supermarkets should have that responsibility as well. We can encourage them to market English wines in a similar way. And I believe that domestic demand will dramatically increase if there was consumer access to the wines that we are producing. And I say that both for supermarkets, but also restaurants as well. And I think that the industry itself is now going through that phase at the moment. There will be movement, there will be tumult as new vineries open and close, but fundamentally in 20 years' time, I believe the sector will be double, triple the size it is today. And so I believe the government should be enabling that as much as possible to ensure that our rural economies benefit, but also we get the pleasure of tasting the best wine in the world.
Ministers say they are committed to supporting businesses to help the wine industry grow. They insist they're working on ways to help local producers and will consider some of the suggestions Tris Osborne has made.
Kent Online News.
A former school in Maidstone that sat abandoned for 25 years is now set to be sold. The former Catholic St Francis School in Week Street hasn't been used since the early 2000s and has become a target for vandals and trespassing. There's no word yet on potential buyers. You can see pictures of what it looks like inside over on our website. An abandoned takeaway in Canterbury that's been overrun with pigeons and rats could be turned into a new shop. The former Raj venue has been empty since it closed during the pandemic. It was sold at auction in May last year. A bid's now been put in for the site in St Dunstan Street to reopen as a premier shop. And a Kent veteran who became the first double above the knee amputee to climb Mount Everest says there's more work to do to reduce the stigma around disability. Harry Budamagar lost both his legs in an explosion while serving in Afghanistan. The former Gurkha soldier from Canterbury has just returned from his latest challenge of climbing the highest peak on each of the seven continents. I caught up with him earlier to hear more about his campaign.
There is lots of stigmas around the disability, which is in the, you know, eastern part of the country, different continents, and in the west, you know, there's slightly different way, but there is still a lot of stigmas around it. So it's very important that we make awareness of disability. First thing is, what I mean by making awareness of disability is, the first thing is, people with the disability, like myself, we need to believe ourselves that we can do something. You know, because I wasted 2 years of my time because I didn't know about disability. Secondly, it's not just us, just you know, our family, friends, community, and authorities around us who help and support us. But sometimes those are the people who discriminate us. And so hopefully they won't ban us anymore to climbing a mountain or doing something that we love to do. They also need to believe us that we can live, you know, happy, successful and meaningful life like many others, because I think no one is perfect in this world. You know, I wasn't perfect when I had legs. I'm not perfect now. I won't be perfect later. We all have some kind of our weakness. Maybe, for example, I have got my leg weakness. Somebody have arm weakness. Somebody had some kind of weakness. That doesn't mean that we can't do anything. We can do anything. We just need to adapt our life according to the time, situation, and our ability, and making anything is possible, you know, because if you look at the whole human revolutions in the old days, we couldn't run fast enough to explore around the world. So We design the things that can take us faster in the land, in the sea, in the sky. Now we can go to another planet. Who made this possible? Humans made possible. Humans made so many impossible things possible, challenging ourselves. And it doesn't really matter whether you're disabled or not. If you can challenge yourself, you'll find a way to achieve your dreams and goals.
And so, I mean, you've already done so much for the cause. I mean, obviously, with your physical challenges and getting out there and speaking to people, what can people, what can able-bodied people do to help ease that stigma?
I think very simply is they need to think this way. So we all have a weakness, and people with disability have some kind of weakness. But also people with ability has a weakness too. So this is just one kind of weakness, and we just help each other to just grow up, you know. So let's say maybe somebody has got different kind of skills. Somebody has like, say, IT skills. Somebody has like engineering skills. Some have like a language skill. So you know, it's like that. We all can't do this, you know, same thing. And so we just help each other to, you know, grow up in a society and lift us up. So that's the way they need to think it. And also, there are 1.3 billion disabled people in the world. And from me, I have got directly 4 family members are affected by me. And if you look at just, let's say, from one disabled person, even like a 2 family members are affected, nearly about half of all population is affected by disability. And we couldn't stop disability, whether none of our fault, whether we're driving around or we're doing something we love to do, or natural disaster or war or whatever that is, we wouldn't able to stop completely this disability. And people who are disabled, they might be the one that will be disabled tomorrow, because I was, you know, perfectly fine up to age of 31, and I was just doing a walk, and just in blink of eye, I lost both of my legs, and my life is completely changed. So when something happens, make sure they know that they can do something, so that you know, they can, instead of worrying about them, you know, lots of other things, you know, they can just build their life one by one, and just do whatever they like to do in life.
Harry's told us he doesn't have any more physical challenges planned for this year, but will be out in the community campaigning.
Kent Online Sports.
Football now, and the Gillingham manager says he's looking to build momentum following last week's dramatic win over Newport County. Sub Gareth McCleary came off the bench to score a winner deep into stoppage time. This week, the Gills have an away fixture at Harrogate Town. Gareth Ainsworth has been speaking to the club's media team.
Definitely builds confidence, wins, you know, and we were without one for quite a while. So although performances were there, you know, that win makes it all worthwhile. And yeah, great, well-deserved, great way to get it as well, you know, in front of the home fans, with a 3-2 coming back twice, you know. So the character was fantastic from the boys, but also some real, real quality performances from some big players. And that's been really, really good for us this week. And yeah, hopefully we can take it forward and take it up the road with us to Harrogate, because that was my first game in charge last year. Yeah, got good memories up there, you know, started our run. But no, we want to go up and win the game. You know, they're obviously a team that beat us here earlier in the season. We're well aware of that. But I believe we've got enough in the building to go up and beat any team. And I want to go and take it to Harrogate on Saturday.
They're towards the bottom of the league. They'll fight and scrap for every single loose ball, with every second ball. How much are we going to need to want it more than they do?
Yeah, listen, they're going to scrap. And rightly so. Simon Weaver's been in the league now quite a while, and he's a very long-serving manager for a reason. You know, he gets his teams together. They've got a few on loan. Yeah, we'll see what's coming. We've changed shape a couple of times. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. I want to go. I want to win the game. I've told the boys, we've got to start winning games now, you know. It's all very well, these draws and these performances, but let's start winning some games. Let's try and put teams to the sword, and that's one that we want to win. So yeah, we've quickly followed by Tuesdays and Saturdays coming up. There's a lot of games coming up, so I'm sure the squad will get rotated. But at the moment, I'm really pleased where we are. great training session this morning and look forward to going up the road.
Gillingham are currently 14th in the League Two table. Harrogate are second from bottom. And a Whitstable woman has been selected to compete at her fifth Commonwealth Games. Siân Honour will be playing bowls for England at the competition in Glasgow this summer. She's previously won gold medals in 2014 and 2022. That's all from us today and for the week. Thank you ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads, no pop-ups and exclusive stories. You can choose a subscription plan that works best for you. For more details, head to kentonline.co.uk/subscribe.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.